Hello, my friend. I think of you and others that I've spoken to recently who've told me that they take time with us with these podcasts, these simple podcasts. I think now of throwing a stone into a pond and how it makes ripples, and then the pond settles down again. So I don't think of myself as anybody who's making big waves. But I think you and I together are a wonderful body of water that God is stirring and churning and inviting to be a place of new life for others. We are in a rich way the ocean of new life. We're the primordial seedbed of life. It's deep within us to continue to give life. And there's times when we don't feel that way, and that's why the simplest of moments, stepping aside even from this podcast, the quieting of my heart, your heart, of our being together in the stillness of this moment. As I often say, this is just, hopefully at least I'm giving you an excuse to be away from other things. To be in that which you wish to be in right now, which is an openness of heart to God, to peace, to wholeness, to the beauty of yourself, a creature created and formed and placed here, set loose, so to speak, free to be a child of God and dance on the face of the earth. So here we are, and maybe with that all that drama of arrival into this podcast, it's just a great moment to just be here. The phrases, images that come to me again are words that came to me on a sabbatical years ago, and I just share with them with you one more time. And they're their own sort of mantra, I suppose. It would be as we sit now, as I sit at times, as I possibly walk, or if I'm careful, in a car driving, that I would listen. Allow myself to become even more attentive than I am now, that I would choose to not just be present, but let others be present to me. Let what is around me here be present to me. To be comfortable with the awareness that snow has been accumulating outside of my windows here, that the world has been transformed a bit again overnight. To be aware of that, to treasure that, not so much think about the implications of it, but feel the fact that it's here. This is life here and now. And to listen to it, to the Word of God in creation, to see it and taste and see it and have a sense of it. You might pick up the scriptures in the midst of quieting, and now it's going to nourish you, not the ideas, but even just your habit of grabbing an old Bible, one that you care for, a book, another text, and opening it to a page, maybe seeing a familiar line. And all of a sudden, you and I are in a type of a home. We're safe. We're listening. We're attentive. It seems to me that what is already happening is the other word that's so big for me in my life, maybe because it's still a challenge, and that is trust. To listen deeply enough with all of my senses to be that attentive that I find that I am with the Father, the Creator God, the Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One. We've been anointed. I have the power to be here and to begin to trust just being here. We're in a makeover world, and there's such an inclination to, well, there's one more thing I got to do to get myself in order, and there is, and then we can let go of that for now. Trust the fact that God won't do God's work on God's own. God reaches it to us to accomplish many things, even our own makeovers. But the beauty is that part of it is listening and feeling and smiling and enjoying the fact that we're called into that much of an active life with God. God entrusts to us our own lives and the life of the world, life of the cosmos. We are big boys and girls, and that's very humbling. Our lives make a difference, so it's wonderful to listen to the world around us, the world within us, and trust the God who is Creator God with us, who hasn't left it only in our hands, certainly not only to our ideas or wills, but we are collaborators with this God. This is the beauty of taking contemplative moment and just feeling the largeness of life, just settling into the beauty of being here now. Being here now in the wonder of living and sharing in the love and life of the Creator God, here and now. And the third word that arises, and each of these words can be unpacked in so many ways, you might say, oh, I want to stop with one word and stay with it. That's normally what I do. It happens that I normally am not doing what I'm doing today, so this is abnormal. The third word is follow. And if I were really following some of what God would say, I might have just stayed with listen. Or I might have stayed with a felt sense of anticipating listening, preparing my heart to listen, which begins to prepare us to trust and helps me find the energy that given already to follow, to begin again. I love Francis's phrase translated different ways, but St. Francis of Assisi said somewhere near at the end of his life, something like, let us begin now, let us begin again. Let us begin now. For up till now, we've done almost nothing. Now, that doesn't sound like a great assessment of what's been going on until you know it's said with this exuberant sense of hope, even as death looms. Sister Death is knocking on his door, possibly at this time, and yet there's this anticipation, this felt sense of trusting God's activity, the Creator God moving in him, and listening to that enough that he has something to say to us that's so full of hope in the face of places and times and with persons where it seems there's not a reason to hope. But we can begin again. We can begin again. We begin again. We listen, we trust, and we follow. Lord God, Creator of us all, and one born of Mary like us in all things, but sin, you so walk with us and fill this moment with your peace. Enlighten our path and help us sit and walk and reach to others this day. But help us to stay where we might be quiet and listen deeply to your love and life for us, so that in trusting who you are, we might each in our own way proclaim you, your word, your good news to others in our world. Peace to you, my friend. Have a wonderfully peaceful time now, and let us share that peace with each other and all others. Namaste.
Give thanks to the source of all peace. And give.